Fisher Cake. G4. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, scattered storms early, then clearing skies. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid-60s. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. 4 in 10 Kansans live in counties that have overruled Governor Laura Kelly's statewide mask order, even as coronavirus cases in the state continue to soar. More than 90 of the state's 105 counties have opted out of the mandate issued last week under a new state law that allows local leaders to follow or discard Kelly's pandemic-related executive orders. The Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagles analysis of public health data shows that 6 of the 10 counties with the most cases have decided against mandatory mask wearing. 9 of the 10 counties with the lowest rates of testing have also opted out. Authorities in Brown County investigating a Union Pacific derailment that happened Wednesday. The northbound train derailed east of Reserve, Kansas. About half of the cars were carrying petroleum products and others were grain haulers. Hutch Post reports no spills or injuries associated with the derailment. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
After insisting they would host this year's Kansas State Fair, the board will meet on Monday where they will likely take action on a proposal to perhaps not hold the fair after all. This would be the first cancellation of the Kansas State Fair in 100 years. General Manager Robin Jennison says the change comes more from things outside of their control. Jennison says fairs being canceled in Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska also weighed into the equation. Police say one of two men injured in an East Wichita shooting earlier in the week has died. Police say 20-year-old Broderick Lloyd died Wednesday at a Wichita hospital. Police say Lloyd and a 21-year-old man were shot around 12:30 Monday morning. Officers called to the scene found Lloyd in a wrecked vehicle suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Police say the other man, who had been taken to a hospital by private vehicle, also suffered several gunshots. He is expected to recover. Police have not made any arrests and say they do not yet have any suspects. Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The number of people filing new unemployment claims in the state of Nebraska surged last week to its highest level in nearly 2 months. The U.S. Department of Labor says 6,143 people filed initial claims for benefits during the week that ended July 4th. That's a roughly 46% increase over the 4,203 new claims from the prior week. The Nebraska Department of Labor officials say other Midwestern states saw increases as well. They also note that the number of continuing unemployment claims decreased last week. The state of Nebraska has surpassed 20,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus since the outbreak began earlier this year. The state's online virus tracker shows 155 cases were reported on Tuesday, bringing the state total to 20,201. Of that total, nearly 15,000 have recovered from the virus. The death toll through the end of Tuesday was 282. Mid-America Network News.
As we welcome our patients and visitors back into the clinics and hospitals, Community Healthcare System wants to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to the communities for your support. Thank you for staying home this spring to protect the health of everyone in Northeast Kansas. And thank you for generous donations of gowns, masks, meals, treats, and encouragement. Please know that a Community Healthcare System appreciates you, and we are taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety for our patients and associates. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Since June 1st, the Washington County Dispatch Office has received nearly 50 911 missed dials, hang-ups, pocket dials, and children playing with a phone. If your phone accidentally calls 911, don't hang up. You're in no trouble, just tell the dispatcher it was an accident. If you do hang up, they'll try to call you back. If you don't answer, they'll send officers to find you. A mapping system shows where you are. If you hang up and don't answer, authorities have no idea if you meant to call 911 or are in need of assistance. 10 of these calls were kids playing with phones. Please monitor what your children are doing when using your phone. Even disconnected cell phones can call 911. Talk to your kids about calling 911. If they accidentally call, don't hang up. One of summer's annual traditions continues this weekend as the Lynn Picnic is scheduled Friday and Saturday. A cornhole tournament is planned Friday evening at 6, along with axe throwing. The band Monkey Business is live Friday at 9 with fireworks at dark. Saturday begins with a 5K run walk and a breakfast at 7. Youth fishing featured 9 to 10:30. A vendor fair as well as a garden tractor and tractor show Saturday starts at 9. A German meal serves at the East Shelter House at 11. Parade Saturday begins at 5:30 with the theme Midwest at its best. A demolition derby is planned at 7 with karaoke at 9 and yard games for youth and adults. All proceeds raised will benefit the fitness center, which is being built, along with a replacement gymnasium at the Lynn School that was damaged by a tornado. The full list of events is on the Lynn Booster Club page on Facebook. With downed tree limbs from the storm night before last, a reminder, the City of Marysville brush dump site will be open today from 8 to 6 and is now open Monday through Friday afternoons, 4 until 6, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 1 to 4. City crews will also begin curbside limb pickup today as well. Recycling drop-off in Marysville resumes this Saturday and continues the second Saturday each month from 10 to 11 a.m. near Headstrom Hall on North 20th Street. Hanover High School graduation is planned this Sunday afternoon, July 12th at 1 p.m. Hanover senior class at 22. Former Marysville Mayor Bill Philippi was elected president of the U.S. Highway 36 Association. Kate Tomer, recently hired executive director for Marysville Chamber and Main Street, was elected to the 36 Association Board. Their annual meeting was recently held via Zoom conference. Updates on planned highway projects and improvements were also heard. Mike Peschel will be our guest on the KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend. He's the new executive director for Twin Valley Developmental Services, taking the place of Ed Henry, who is retiring. Hear the public affairs program Saturday during our 7 a.m. news block.
It's one of those opportunities that just happened. I heard about Ed retiring, and I had the opportunity to job shadow Ed for a day, enjoyed the interaction with our consumers, and once it came open, I felt like it was a position that I definitely wanted to try for.
Mike Peschel, a native of this area, plans to work continuing the many programs offered through Twin Valley.
Ed's done a great job with Twin Valley, and you know, I want to definitely continue. Some big shoes to fill, but just as we go forward, and you know, I want to ensure that you know our consumers continue to allow them to reach their full potential and be productive citizens of both Washington and Marshall County.
Cindy K. Dunsing, age 58, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Dunsing.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, chicken strips, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:15.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, the low-pressure system that went across the upper parts of the Midwest yesterday is now moving off into the east-central parts of the United States, with a cold front extending into kind of the central-southern parts of the United States. That's bringing a little bit of some scattered showers and thunderstorm chances across the central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day. Again, just very widely scattered. Otherwise, another low-pressure system across the northern parts of the Rockies will bring more showers and thunderstorms across the area, and that will continue to push off towards the east. So it looks like in our area, we'll see chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. And it looks like dry weather as we head into Sunday into Monday, with temperatures still in the 80s and 90s. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90, with showers and thunderstorms late tonight, upper 60s. For tomorrow, lingering storms early, then clearing skies, upper 80s, and Sunday, mostly sunny skies.
Average high temperature mid-July, 89. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2017. The average low, 67. Recent record low, 53 in 1996. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:08. Sunny skies and 65 with a calm wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 10th of July. KNDY News time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This weekend is the start of the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Shop new, never-before-seen ornaments, including the expanded miniatures collection. Register for prizes and earn the best Gold Crown Points bonus of the year. You won't want to miss the biggest keepsake event ever at Reflections, 9 to 5 Saturday and 1 to 5 Sunday.
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Dilly's Flower Studio, Sheer Quality Furniture and Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brinegar. Friday Night Live, playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Dilly's Flower Studio, Sheer Quality Furniture and Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Another major shakeup for college sports and a look at the first practices inside the NBA bubble. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Big Ten announced fall sports, including football, will play a conference-only schedule amidst the pandemic. In a statement, the conference said the decision allows it to have the greatest flexibility to adjust its own operations throughout the season based on the most current evolving medical advice. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith says there is a real possibility sports may not be played at all this autumn.
I am very concerned. I think in our last conversation, I, cautiously optimistic. I'm not even there now.
The conference also said schools will continue to honor the scholarships of student-athletes who sit out. As Major League Soccer prepares for Day 3 of the MLS Is Back tournament, Nashville SC became the second team to withdraw after 9 players tested positive for COVID-19. The tournament format has been reconfigured to 6 groups of 4 teams each. This is ABC Sports. The final 8 NBA teams, including the Los Angeles Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, and defending champion Toronto Raptors, arrived in Orlando ahead of the league's restart. Meanwhile, the 6 teams that arrived on Tuesday hit the courts for the first full-scale practices inside the bubble. ESPN's Malika Andrews on the players' reactions.
One of the teams that was able to go through a full practice was the Orlando Magic. We spoke to Nikola Vucevic afterwards, and he just said it felt so good to get back out there on the court, especially in light of the fact that he felt like he was talking to his walls a little bit.
Celtics, Mavericks, Clippers, Grizzlies, Heat, Pelicans, Thunder, and Kings will all practice today after completing a mandatory 48-hour quarantine. After a 5-month layoff, Tiger Woods announced on Twitter he will make his first PGA Tour appearance since the start of the pandemic at next week's Memorial Tournament. Woods last played in a tour-sanctioned event in mid-February at the Genesis Invitational, where he finished last among those who made the cut. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Racing is back at Washington Speedway this Saturday. The need for speed starts with hot laps at 6:30 and racing at 7, with A-class wing and non-wing, sportsman, restrictor, and junior sprint classes. It's a blast to go this fast Saturday at Washington Speedway, the race place. Follow them on Facebook at Jayhusker Racing.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump and Mexican President Obrador met in D.C. this week celebrating the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. This agreement recently became the law of the land in North America. After multiple meetings among senior officials from both nations, the U.S. and Mexican president signed a joint declaration commemorating the July 1st entry into force of USMCA. During remarks, Obrador lamented the North American region's trade deficit with the rest of the world, says total $611 billion. He is hoping USMCA will help North America capture a bigger share of the world's economic output, which he says has fallen from 40.4% in 1970 to 27.8% currently. That statistic reflects China's rising share of world economic growth over the last half century. President Trump continued his attack on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the USMCA's predecessor, blaming it for lost jobs and low wages. The president also promoted the labor protections in the new deal, saying it will bring countless jobs from overseas back to North America. Land O'Lakes announcing it has brought together 49 organizations forming the American Connection Project Broadband Coalition. The coalition's goal is to advocate for public and private sector investment to bring high-speed infrastructure to rural areas. Each of the organizations will contribute some of the resources to help improve access to remote education, health, mental services, job opportunities, and more. Land O'Lakes says the goal is to connect and lift all American communities through access to modern digital technology. Beth Ford, the president and CEO of Land O'Lakes, says farmers, business owners, and even school kids are often on the wrong side of the digital divide in America, and the problem's only gotten worse since COVID-19 began. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Hello and good Friday morning. Chip's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's check up in Nebraska now as we take a look around in a few regions. We'll look in the South Central region specifically as producers in the region of that state continue to report hot and dry conditions. Harvest has been going near the southern border with producers still waiting to get in the field just a little bit north of there. Test weights have come in at 60 pounds or a little higher, with the yields being between 30 and 70 bushels. bushels per acre, an average of 50 bushels as harvest continues to move quickly within that region. We'll check one more region in the southeast corner of the state, just beginning to harvest. The humidity in the region has slowed things down quite a bit as producers report a 14% moisture for their crop. There have been no reports of test weights or protein yet, though the little that has been cut anywhere is about 20 to 70 bushels per acre. Harvest is expected to pick up really quickly by the end of this week. We'll check in one more region. The southwest region of Nebraska has remained continually dry and hot over the course of this wheat growing season. Harvest in the area is almost done, some producers having finished the winter wheat harvest already. It is projected at about 70 to 80% complete in the region. Elevators have seen low test weights ranging between 54 to 62 pounds, protein about 12 to 14%, and the crop is yielding at about 30 to 60 bushels, depending on location. We got some elevator reports as well from the Farmers Co-op in Trenton, Nebraska. Test weights at 52 to 56 pounds, the protein at 8 to 14%. No reported moisture, and the yield at about 30 to 60 bushels there, and they're about 80% complete. That's your latest summer harvest update, brought to you here by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. I'm Sam Speck, right here with your latest check of Mid-America.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Let's talk about the birds and the bees after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Let's talk today about breeding sweet corn. There's a company, a farm near Harvard, Illinois, called Twin Garden Farms that developed a variety of sweet corn called Mirai, spelled M-I-R-A-I, Mirai. It sounds Japanese, which is ironic because the Japanese love Mirai sweet corn and they buy a lot of seed from Twin Garden Farm. But as Twin Garden Farm just this year has moved away from growing the corn and selling it to the public, which it has been doing since about 2003, to only producing the seed. Gary Pack is one of the co-owners of Twin Garden Farms and considered to be the godfather of Mirai. He says it was a tough decision to just go with seed only this year.
The seed production has expanded to the point where we were overlapping in labor needs and acreage and different things. And so, you know, the old saying in business is do what you do best and do it.
And how do they do it? Well, Gary talks about the development of the Mirai, a three-corn hybrid that started back in 1968.
The concept of putting all three sweet corn genes together took about seven generations to get to the point where we were able to come up in the middle 90s with the first yellow Mirai variety. And so it would take seven or eight crosses. And a lot of breeders have been trying to chase that one and come up with that same one. And from my understanding, not being a sweet corn breeder, that most of the time when you try to mix all three of those genetics together, it doesn't come out well. It just doesn't work. But this time it did. And Dave McKenzie, the breeder, the friend of ours that was here on the farm that did that, you know, he had his grandpa says it was his wow moment.
A wow moment indeed. Mirai is perhaps the best sweet corn I've ever tasted. And even though the instructions tell you to put it in boiling water for 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes, I often enjoy just eating it raw. It was that sweet and that good. The good news for people who still want to eat Mirai corn is that there are other places growing it using the seed produced at Twin Garden Farms. But regardless of the variety of sweet corn that you choose to sink your teeth into this summer, and it's going to be happening soon, isn't it? Don't forget the butter. Yeah, we need to support the dairy industry too. Back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunny and 65 with a calm wind. Highs near 90 on a summer-like day today. Great kickoff night for the Lynn Picnic, which is this Friday and Saturday nights in Lynn.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. A major announcement from the Big Ten concerning fall sports. Correspondent Barbara Kuzak has the latest.
The Big Ten said fall sports teams, including football, will play only conference opponents. It's the first Power Five conference to announce an adjustment to its college football season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Big Ten move also affects men's and women's soccer, women's volleyball, men's and women's cross country, and field hockey. The conference said decisions about other sports will continue to be evaluated. The league cited medical advice in reaching its decision. I'm Barbara Kuzak.
The decision affects more than 40 games, including some marquee matchups like Notre Dame against Wisconsin at Lambeau Field. The announcement came a day after the Ivy League called off all fall sports. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith says he's very concerned about the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
This day holds the record for the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. More as we look into the weather archives today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 10th, the 192nd day of the year. Folk singer Arlo Guthrie has a birthday, and the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. occurred on this day in 1913. The mercury hit 134 degrees in California's Death Valley. You would expect plenty of heat in the desert southwest, of course. Which other regions of the country are most prone to extreme summer temperatures? The Central Plains gets that dubious distinction. The Dakotas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas have all had record highs of 120 or above. Things are a bit more moderate east of the Mississippi, where East St. Louis, Illinois, hit the record of 117 in 1954. In South Carolina, it tops among Atlantic's coastal plains. It reached 113 8 years ago. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.